1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is almost that time for the charity hockey game Battle of the Badges. We are thrilled to have in studio OPP Perth County Sergeant Barry Cookson is here, freshly head shaved. We've also got Jess Jaritzma with Perth East West Perth Fire Department, and Deb Loga joins us, Executive Director with Victim Services here on Perth. They are all set to go. Good morning to all three of you. And Shay Harrit's also in the background here too. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we've got Battle of the Badges. The game is set for this Sunday. We're looking forward to it. Barry, maybe let's start with you, with your head newly shaved from the Cops for Cancer event. That was a great event, by the way.
Yes, thank you. It was. We ended up raising $25,000 for cancer research, and it was a great cause. And it does grow back. I think a little bit more gray is coming in, but
he's feeling the chill in the air for sure.
It does grow back. So I know Chief Hunter did not participate this year. He's maybe next year we can get his lovely locks involved. So.
We can try.
Yeah, there you go. But in the meantime, hey, we got a charity hockey game set for this Sunday, Barry.
Yes, in Milverton, we are going to be at the Perth Recreation Center, Perth East Recreation Center. It's there's a free skate. Starting at 12:30, so please bring your family members out for that. And our game starts at 1:30, and we're going to have a chuck puck at the second intermission. So it's a great event for kids of all ages. And after our hockey game, the Milverton four-wheel drives are playing. So you've got two back-to-back quality hockey games. And ours is we're there to raise money for victim services in conjunction with our partners in Perth East Fire.
Fantastic. So it's you can make just a full day of it. Again, it's all happening at the Perth East Recreation Center in Milverton. We'll share the details on our socials at mystraffordnow.com. As we mentioned, free family skate at 12:30, charity hockey game at 1:30, and it's going to be just a fabulous get-together. But let's get to Deb Logan, Executive Director with Victim Services here on Perth. So Deb, this is all for a great cause. Let's talk about Victim Services here on Perth. Some of the services you provide, particularly counseling. Let's spotlight that.
Well, our main mission is to provide emotional support and practical assistance to anyone that's impacted by crime or trauma. The government funds us for portions of that, unfortunately not all of it. So that's doing fundraising activities like this is essential for us to be able to provide counseling to anybody impacted by those tragedies, because that's not funded through the government. So this helps us offset those expenses and support people where they're at when they're struggling with a healing journey of something that's been impacted by them.
Okay, so if folks would like some details about Victim Services here on Perth, what's the best way to reach out?
If you're looking for services directly, please just call our office at 519-600-4108. The website's also a great resource for things around healthy relationships and consent and some of those preventative aspects that we also do in schools. So if you're looking for information around that to talk to your young people about, that's a great resource.
Yeah, and that's awesome to have services like this available in our area for Huron Perth with the Victim Services.
It's unfortunate people don't always find out about us until it's one of their darkest days of life. So doing events like this and bringing awareness and promoting the service prior to a tragedy happening is helpful.
Yeah, and great to have something like this happening. This charity hockey game, as we call the Battle of the Badges, so it's OPP versus the Fire Department. We've got Jess Jaritzma here with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. Barry brought in some of the hardware here, Jess. Any thoughts before we get into the nitty-gritty of the charity hockey game here?
Well, it looks like maybe the wrong name is on it for last year, so I think we're going to try and change that this year. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
And you brought in some hockey sticks and a puck. I think you're going to need bigger hockey sticks, though.
We sure do. We got these mini sticks, but that's a part of our promo, so we will be there with the Perth East West Perth Fire Department promoting fire safety, as we usually do. And so we do. We have these pucks that are great, Test Your Smoke Alarm Day pucks, as well as the mini hockey sticks, which are great for the kids. So the first 150 kids that come, we'll get one of these to take home with them, as long as along with some other fire safety giveaway stuff too. So
fantastic. Okay, let's get to Barry back in now. Barry, you've brought the hardware in. The trophy, I think, speaks for itself with the Battle of the Badges here.
So if you can see yourself that there's a few more names, OPP, on there than fire. I think
right, yes,
we're six and
be, yeah.
three.
6-3, okay.
So we're looking to add the OPP name again. But also, I want to mention that our OPP auxiliary will be on scene as well. They are going to be collecting non-perishable food items for the food bank. So if you're coming out to the game, please bring something and drop it off, and it'll go to those that need it.
Yeah, this is such a great cause and a great get-together with this charity hockey game, Battle of the Badges. And now, is it a battle? Is it a real battle of the badges, if you will, Barry?
Yes, it's an excellent hockey game. I think Jess probably needs to rethink who's coaching her team.
Okay.
Maybe Coach Hunter should not be allowed. Maybe it's time for Jess to step up and okay. maybe... you know, get the team motivated a little bit.
Fair enough. Yeah, but Jess?
It is an excellent hockey game.
Yeah, Jess?
I may have some motivational words for them, but you probably don't want me training the players or coaching the hockey. Haven't played hockey, but definitely we are rooting for the fire department this year, and they're going to come out and put their best foot forward, so we'll see how it goes.
Fantastic. And we've got some amazing prizes we should mention for this. Unbelievable prizes.
Yes, Deb is organizing a silent auction table.
Okay.
So there's going to be lots of items to bid on, and one of the items we're going to have is an autographed Wayne Gretzky photo from his last game at Madison Square Garden.
Oh my gosh, fantastic.
So I'm going to be bidding on that myself. Yeah. But
oh, wonderful. We're looking forward to it. Put it in your calendar or just be there for this Sunday. That's October 19th. It's Perth County OPP taking on the Perth County Fire Department's the free family skates at 12:30, charity hockey game at 1:30, amazing silent auction happening with the Perth East Recreation Complex in Milverton. Be there. And again, you can also bring along non-perishable food items to help out with Salvation Army Food Bank. That's awesome. Are we ready for this hockey game? Okay, final chance to get those jabs in, shall we say?
I think we'll just say, see you on the ice.
We're going to leave it all on the ice. And there's going to be a lot of pucks in their net.
So. That's okay. Okay. Right. Yeah, careful. We'll she's see. Got those. She's got these little hockey sticks.
Yeah,
careful.
I know, right? Careful.
She's got a puck too. Oh my goodness. OPP of Earth Sergeant Barry Cookson, along with Jess Deritzma with Perth East West Perth Fire Department. Shay, you got to help out Jess here. Come on.
Come on board. We're bringing it home.
Bring it all. Oh, bring it home. Yeah. Okay. And Deb Logue with, again, Victim Services here on Perth. Have an amazing charity hockey game on Sunday. We're so looking forward to it. Battle of the Badges is back. Thank you so much. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you very much.